The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you're here directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Tuesday, after agreeing to a massive contract extension with the Kansas City Chiefs, we heard from defensive tackle Chris Jones.
Hey, Chris, congratulations. I know for a couple of years now, there's been a little bit of uncertainty going into this day. Just wide net, how are you feeling just knowing that you have a very real chance to retire a Kansas City Chief at this point?
For me, that was the plan from the beginning. Since you guys drafted me, I never planned to play for another organization. Better yet, end the year with another organization after coming off of a Super Bowl win. You know, deep down, I felt like I was never leaving. And I'm super appreciative for the Hunt family and the Chiefs organization of making sure that I retire Chief.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Chris, you kind of just touched on this a little bit, but I'm sure you're aware of just the Chiefs' track record over the past few years. I mean, you've seen a lot of teammates leave in free agency. Just wondered, first of all, your initial thoughts going into free agency, if you thought in order to get a contract like this, it might have to come elsewhere. And Brad, I'll have a follow-up if you don't mind.
Deep down, I never had any plans to leave. I always figured that something can be done. It was a year process, of communicating with my team and the Chiefs and making sure that this thing get done and a little patience on both ends. But I'm super appreciative that we finally came together and able to do something long term for the both of us.
And obviously the Chiefs, based on this contract, are very confident that you're still going to be just as productive into your, age 30, 31, 32 and beyond seasons. What gives you that same confidence that you'll be able to have the same sort of production at that age?
Every year I just chase greatness, I don't think they'll change, and no amount of money can change my love and passion for the game of football. No matter how successful I be, I'm always chasing greater heights. So I think the Chief understand and see my perspective of the game and how much I love the game of football.
Let's go next to Vahe. Go ahead, Vahe.
Oops. Chris, congratulations. Just want to ask you what the impact of your meeting with Veach the day after the Lions game might have been on, setting this all back in motion a little bit. I know that was a long time ago and sort of early in the process, but did it help that you did that? And Brad, I'll have one follow-up.
I think it all played a part, missing training camp and from the beginning of the season to the end, and then us being able to fulfill another ring with the Chiefs organization. I think that was the most important goal. And, for me, I think it was important for me to come back, and I wanted to leave a legacy in Kansas City. I think there's been the talks throughout the year, very silently, just understanding that I want to be here with this organization. And there was no other organization I would want to play for.
And I know you've said it was never your intent to leave, but would you say there was a moment of your greatest doubt about whether it would work out? Did you have a time during the holdout or any other time where you sort of thought, well, I just don't think it'll work out?
You know, it's always those answers, the unknowns, you know. And I understand the business aspect of it. Sometimes it doesn't work out like that. I'm very fortunate, you know, that we was able to get it done, and we can both come to agreement on both ends through the midst of the journey that we had to take to get here.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Chris, congratulations. I was just wondering, you touched on this a little bit here, but realistically, could you ever see yourself playing for the Raiders or any other team besides the Chiefs? And Brad will have a second question as well.
I guess we'll never know.
All right. And what you got them, you ended up getting them both. You got the contract you wanted and you got to stay with the Chiefs. But if you had to rank those two in terms of your priorities, what was the bigger goal for you in all of this?
I don't say a bigger goal because the main goal for me is always winning, putting myself in a position to win, and to do it with the team that drafted me. You know, I think those are two biggest goals and successes you can hit within the process of free agency. Do it with a team you've been winning with, and they reward you for it.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Chris, I think you kind of said that there's always doubts. Was there, what point was it for you that maybe was the toughest to get through and was the moment that you really wondered whether this was ever going to get done?
I think throughout the season you have your doubts about it because it makes you appreciate the now, the journey of now so much more. When you're able to hone in on those moments and the adversity that you guys build and face along the year, and the character that's beginning to show amongst the year of the young guys, and just the growing aspect of your teammates, man. I think that's the journey right there itself. So selfishly, I'll say probably the Super Bowl, knowing that a lot of these guys that I grinded with throughout the season that I might not get the opportunity to play with them again.
So we got four more. We'll go right down the line, starting with Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Chris, got a couple questions for you here. First off, this year, this offseason, how much different will this be than it was last year for you? There was so much uncertainty last year.
Yeah, certainly. With plan on a 1 year deal, you know, this year is a little more security and longevity within that. I think that's a plus on both sides. You know, I think the organization know how much I love Kansas City. The fans know how much I love KC. I said it at the parade. Standing by that. You know, I had doubt at times, but I never for once thought I'll be leaving the Chiefs organization.
Maybe the fun side of this, I mean, you're getting a big chunk of money here. Is there anything you're going to buy? I mean, you've already made a lot of money. You've probably got most things you ever need in life. Is there something out there that's going to be a big deal for you with getting a big fat piece of money here soon?
Yeah, donate a lot. Help the inner city kids, Girls and Boys Club. Make sure I give back twice as much.
Next to Jesse Newell. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Chris. I wanted to ask you about Clark Hunt. I know you tweeted about him with this. What was his involvement with this whole process?
I mean, to be honest with you, it's three guys is the reason why this deal got done. Clark Hunt, Brett Veach, and the Cash Brothers, man, and how we was able to work with the Hunt family so understandingly through the midst of the journey, you know, holding out and actually coming to a game, you know, in so many ways that can be viewed, right, as an owner. And he was so patient and so understanding. And I think we both eagerly wanted this deal to get done. So in my eyes, Clark Hunt is the A plus in my book.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey Chris, I guess I can't be sure that you're in a room in your place, but if you are, I wonder if you could tell us the significance of some of the stuff that you've kept, the cleats, the Kobe thing, and just the helmets that you have.
Oh yeah. This is my this is my office. I think Kobe Bryant is one of the greatest inspirational individuals to walk this planet. Just his journey, his approach, and his mentality. That's a Kobe figure right there. I've always been a huge fan of Kobe. The cleats are the cleats I got for Father's Day from my kids and all. And the helmets is every helmet that I won a Super Bowl in. And the bottom one on the bottom right here is the helmet I lost the Super Bowl in.
Oh, looks like we have one more, Chris. Sorry, Steve Walls. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey Chris, I wanted to ask you. You mentioned the Cash Brothers. I wanted to ask you about them. Just talk about the trust you had in them to be able to help you to get this thing done.
Yeah, I think it goes a lot of communication is the biggest key. You guys talking and communicating throughout the process and trusting that whatever you want, the guys that work for you can get it done. And I think that was the biggest thing with me. I trusted in those guys to get it done, but we also communicated and talked through a lot, talked about a lot, and didn't take it personal in the business aspect. Especially last year, going on a 1 year deal, it could have been so personable, and just understanding the nature of the business, in order to get things done, sometimes it take a little more time. So
Chris, we appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
I thank you guys so much. Y'all have a beautiful day.